Welcome to the round table, where wisdom's on display. Highly qualified guests talking issues of the day. With some pontification and opinions in the air, it's a lively conversation that we're all glad to share. Wise callers ring in with questions, thoughts, and more. Their voices filled with passion as they seek to explore the problems that surround us, the solutions we can find. Through the power of dialogue, we'll leave no one but behind. Come join the round table, let your voice be heard. In this world of noise, let's find the wise word. From the airwaves to the streets, let's unite as we talk. We'll share our wisdom and walk the wise walk. Leave no one behind. Come join the round table, let your voice be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. The purpose of today is to get and read the following book. Once something has gone away is the cancer epidemic. The book is titled World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. In there, you'll find the same protocols that I've used successfully for 25 plus years, the protocols for how to not get cancer. How about that? We have patient waiting in green room, my friend Dave Hodges. Dave has two websites. They are thecommonsshow.com and thecommonsshow.tv. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Well, the first half hour is going to be just you and I. Steve Benoon will join us at the bottom of the hour. He's at the vet getting a dog fixed. And our friend Cindy is unavailable today. Dave, I reached out to our mutual acquaintance, Anna, and Dr. Anna, and we've had some correspondence. I was ready to offer her a regular time slot on my show, but it turns out that she has so many commitments and so many things pulling on her time that she can't make that kind of commitment. But she made a reference in her email to me that what we're attempting to do, her and you and I and others in alternate media, is literally save humanity. That's not a flippant statement, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, John, I did a broadcast yesterday, and I said the world makes more sense when you look at it through the lens of depopulation. Every lifestyle that does not end in procreation is glorified and honored by this administration. And then when you look at things like the clot shot and the food, the microplastics, you put everything in there, everything is about shortening the lifespan. And to me, it makes sense because if the globalists came out and says, well, you know, we're going to kill off 90% of humanity, they'd get big resistance. So it's inch by inch, it's a cinch, and they're using slow kill methods to accomplish their goals. And to me, I know for some people when they hear me say this, they're going to say, oh, that is really extreme. And then I would say, okay, then tell me, why is everything that being done by this administration, by the World Economic Forum, by the UN, everything that's done is against humanity? There's not one thing that is pro-humanity.
Roger that. And on my website, I have more than 200 articles and videos, including a video of Bill Gates giving a TED Talk. And he very clearly, there's no doubt what the man is saying, he very clearly says that he intends to use vaccines to reduce the world's population. It could not be more clear as far as evidence, could it?
No, it's very, very clear. And it's not just the extreme few. They get the minions down line from them that carry out their edicts to embrace this as well. I mean, you look at our insane obsession with just going to war and how we're trying to provoke Putin. You know, I've come to the opinion that Putin is hoping against hope that Donald Trump becomes the president so he doesn't have to start World War III.
Right.
I think if Trump wasn't waiting in the wings, we'd already be in the Third World War.
Right. Well, wars, including World War II, typically don't reduce the world's population on one hand. On the other, modern warfare, for example, the effect of an EMP could kill 90% of Americans over a period of 1 year just by simply not having access to clean water. The nature of warfare itself has changed dramatically, hasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely has. And in fact, you know, it's interesting about the war in Ukraine right now. I saw an article that was written that really got my attention. The title said, and I'll mess this up, but I'll get the idea, that Putin's $500 drones are defeating America's $10 million tanks. And so the landscape of war is definitely changing. But the bottom line is it eventually comes down to the power switch, which says nuclear weapons, you know, are the bottom line with weaponry. But on the battlefield right now, more is not necessarily better, and bigger isn't necessarily better either. And Putin is showing that NATO better take him seriously. In fact, I heard yesterday multiple sources saying that Russia is having secret meetings the last 2 days about NATO. I think we're getting close, John. I think Putin may think he can't wait much longer. I mean, troops are going into Ukraine. You've got Poland. You've got France. You know, the French Foreign Legion, which are basically mercenaries. They're in Ukraine. And I think Putin is afraid the tide of battle might change if he waits much longer. And to me, when you want to protect a little, you have to attack a lot. Do you think that Putin is preparing to attack the border countries like Poland?
Well, I think they'll give the impression of that for political reasons. Getting back to French Foreign Legion, a very dear friend of mine is a veteran of the French Foreign Legion. He's a native St. Louis, and he's truly an alpha male warrior. And for those who don't know, the French Foreign Legion, all the enlisted men are not French citizens. All the officers are French citizens. And they have an excellent reputation for being alpha male warriors on one hand. On the other, it's a very small force compared to any other country. It's several thousand of the men, but it's a very highly efficient force, used mostly in Africa for quite a few decades in Southeast Asia. I have every reason to believe that Russia will give the impression they're ready to invade Poland or other countries, Baltic countries, for political reasons, whether they intend to or not, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. But we got our own problems domestically, too. There were more photos that were released this week of Chinese males who carry all the characteristics and mannerisms of military still crossing our border into California. And Paul Preston has told me on a number of occasions he has eyewitnesses that have seen Chinese males in white vans going on to the Camp Pendleton base. And then there's the rumors that the trainers there are resisting training these Chinese that are there. And to add fuel to this fire, and this is what gives my concern legitimacy, Dick Durbin came out about a month ago, Senator Dick Durbin, and said we need to put illegals into our military and then make them citizens.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Who in their right mind says something like that?
Well, Dick Durbin is a very liberal senator from the state of Illinois. You ready for our first caller here?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Dave. Well, Dave, as far as what's going on in this country, you see, the big part of this equation is Norm American. Now another part of this equation is the colleges. There is huge protests going on in the colleges, and they're inciting Islamic revolution upon this country inside our soil. But you see, when I was a member of the John Birch Society for 1 year, the whole premise of the Birches was to convert Norm to our side. The problem is, Norm is the gatekeeper. Nothing moves without Norm American say-so. And if Norm American wants to vote left of center, like in Massachusetts, you're stuck. You can't do anything. The only thing that'll get Norm off his butt is if hamburger goes up to $50 a pound. That's the way I look at things, which is if beer costs $100 a can, Norm will wake up. But the problem is Norm will reach for the gun to stop what is causing this misery on Norm, or pick up a baseball bat, because Norm will go from 0 to 60. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think you're right, but I like to put a little physics into this, because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so when you would say, like, if a can of beer goes to $50, the people are going to act in an extreme manner. That's not what they want at this point. They need citizen compliance at this point, because they're early enough in this Bolshevik communist takeover of America that compliance is necessary until they reduce the numbers. And I think that what they're really relying on here in the colleges, for example, the pro-Hamas rallies and so forth, it's divide and conquer. It's gay versus straight. It's illegal versus legal. It's black versus white. And now it's Hamas versus Israel. It's everything designed to make us have conflict with each other so we don't lock arms and unite. And what we truly need to be doing is forgetting our differences, our ideologies that are different, our religions, our race, and so forth. And we need to unite against these people. And basically, we could stop this movement just by simple disobedience and saying, no, we're not going along with this. We're not doing this. But we can't get past our internal conflicts that are being perpetrated on us by the mainstream media and by this administration.
But you see, with Norm says, I don't care. All this right-wing stuff like Fox News is a Nazi channel. I mean, you know, as long as the beer keeps flowing, as long as everything goes okay, it's the 6 o'clock news, it's work, it's wife, it's girlfriend, it's the kids, it's the house in the burbs. I'm happy. I'm not into politics. I just vote to keep my job or increase my status in my job to get more women. This is the way Norm male thinks. I mean, like if me and you were in Boston right now, and if we started talking to Norm about all this Ukraine, Israel, all this stuff, Norm's eyes would glaze over as he's heading into the Celtics game. That's Norm. I mean, it's kind of scary if you think about it. Us three, we are on the tip of the spear. Norm doesn't care, and Norm is the gatekeeper. So nothing will get done without Norm say-so.
Until Americans reach a breaking point. And right now, we're a long way off from that. And it's hard to say why we're not reacting. I'll give you an example. The Japanese had tens of thousands of people turn out this last weekend to protest their country entering into the pandemic treaty from the World Health Organization, which is thinly veiled, disguised martial law, medical martial law. And they don't want it. Here in this country, people don't even know about it. And I say something about it almost every single day, because when the World Health Organization comes in and takes over, they declare climate change to be a pandemic or disease X or the bird flu, then all of a sudden they control censorship. They have mandatory vaccines that they want. They can prevent certain medications. They override the entire structure of the U.S. government. It's like the Trans-Pacific Partnership on steroids that Trump ended when he came into office. And you mentioned something I want to comment on, too. Don't give Fox News credit for being conservative. They are controlled opposition. Let me remind everybody that when BlackRock became the major asset manager of Fox, 2 weeks later, Tucker Carlson was gone. And Paul Ryan serves on the board of Fox Corporation. So they are as liberal gets. They're a wolf in sheep's clothing. Don't give them any credit.
No, and you're right about that. I'm just putting myself into the mind of Norm. And you see, and Norm relies on the 6 o'clock news, not CNN, not MSLSD, not even Fox News, but the simple 6 o'clock news. And Norm will have clout, generations of wealth, and he'll be able to send his kid off to college. And when his kid gets off to college, it's party time. You want to know why the Japanese are protesting? Because Asians are diligent. As a group, the Asian people are very, very intelligent. They're very, very studious. The Tiger Moms is legendary in the Asian culture, whereas the American culture, when you go to college, it's party time because you know your job is already lined up for you because of generations of clout. Whereas if you're poor and you live in the ghetto, you're blocked out of that. So people in the ghetto and poor communities, well, that might be your cadre to possibly get this country back if we don't get flooded with illegal aliens, and that's the peasant population. And the peasant population, all the peasants care about is work and money back to their country. 5 or 10 years later, they're gone. So simply put, before I get off the air, my final comment, this whole country, particularly the blue areas, we are on a house of cards, and all you need is a good strong wind, and we will collapse, and we'll be the United States of Anarchy. Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you very much, John, and have a good one.
Okay, Jeff. Any follow-up before we move on there, Jeff? Dave?
Yeah, you know, he put me in the mind. I spent an hour and 53 minutes of my night recently and with my family with that time I'll never get back. And I went and watched the movie Civil War, which if I had to make a list of the 5 worst movies of all time, that would somehow make the list.
Roger that.
It might not be number one, but it's close. But I'll say this. There was no plot. We don't even know really what the sides were. They had California being the resistance along
California
with
California and Florida.
And that was laughable. John.
Right. I know. I after I watched the film over this past weekend before last, I told my audience, don't bother. Don't spend any money watching this thing. It's not worth your time. Very poorly done. It was very, very poorly done. In every which way you look at it. Go ahead, sir.
Well, to follow up on that, too, the message that came out of that movie that had no plot, it was awful, but listen, they made one thing real clear. There's going to be a civil war. Now, I think we have another option. I think we can have civil disobedience. And right now we have the numbers to bring this communist takeover to a grinding halt. We just tell them, we don't care what your gun laws are. We don't care what your laws are about this, that, and the other. If it ain't constitutional, we're not doing it. But we don't have the awareness to pull that off. And John, here's what's going to happen. You and I will have a measured response, and so will most of your audience, because we deal with this every day. The problem is the average American who doesn't deal with this every day is going to wake up one day and collectively say, we're screwed, and they're going to go from 0 to 60 on the violence scale overnight. And that's when the Civil War will start. It's when you can't put shoes on your kids' feet or food on your table. Then we're going to see all hell break loose.
Roger that. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Well, I've been following Constantine's Inside Russia website, and he's been monitoring what's been going on. It seems that we've not been hearing too much about how the war is affecting Russian society and the Russian economy, and he says that they're because of the manpower demands and because of the draft dodging that's going on by immigration from Russia that's been going on, it is causing a labor shortage, which is causing economic degradation, and it's been negatively affecting their ability to produce arms and resupply their army. It's causing, I don't know what kind of problems it's causing in Russian society.
Hold
generally.
On, John, we've got a break. We need a question. We need a question. We'll be back after the break.
Do Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, I'm back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. My website is thelibertymen.com. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you have issues with pain, issues with sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertymen.com. I want to take this opportunity to welcome back all my 20,000-plus YouTube subscribers. I've been off YouTube for a couple of years. We're back as of yesterday, and looking forward to visiting with all YouTube subscribers. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. And John from Texas, we need a question so we can get an answer here for you, John.
All right. How is this war actually affecting Russia itself, or the way it kind of took a wrong turn? How is it affecting their economy and society, and the average Russian himself? What does he know about what's going on, and how much is it affecting the stability of Russian society, and how much is it affecting their economy, and just what really is really going on about what Constantine has to say, and about, you know, the lack of and the lack of manpower to run their industry.
Okay, we'll get an answer for you, John.
What's going on?
Thank you for your call. We'll get an answer for you. It's a very very complex question there, Dave. Do you have an answer for John?
Well, I think the escape hatch for Russia is their affiliation with the BRICS, which I think is up to about 39 or 40 nations, and they're leaving the fiat currency world behind. That'll help mitigate some of their debt. I'm not sure I agree with all the manpower shortage stories coming out of our mainstream media because of their reliance on the Wagner Group. And they've really moved into more of a technological approach to the war right now. I don't think it's quite the issue. And the war is not as unpopular in Russia as the mainstream media here is making it out to be. Putin's on pretty solid ground right now. And as long as he keeps the oligarchs happy, he stays in power.
Roger that. Thank you. Our next caller is, looks like, Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
I'm in, Dave. Good morning. Yes, that's very interesting about that Civil War movie. I think the first, is this the second movie that the Obamas have put out?
That's correct. At least the first one had a plot. But this thing's useless.
Well,
but go ahead, Dave.
It's funny. I happened to see it on Netflix. Not that I have it, but somebody else did. And you have running aground of an oil tanker. I think history rhymes. I mean, this isn't standard predictive programming. This rhymes with what happens with a ship running into the bridge and barges going down the river and stuff like that. I wonder if there. So it's very interesting. I think the civil war that might happen will be, therefore, not involving merely California and Florida. I mean, it'd be something quite different than that. But we have some rather extraordinary claims by a fellow, Todd Callender. And one of the claims is that all of these, all of the cabinet and just so many public officials do not have valid signed oaths of office. They may have invalid ones, or they may have none at all. But is there any evidence for this? Have you seen the evidence that proves this, Dave or John?
I haven't. No, I've heard this. I'm less concerned about that. I'm more concerned with the fact that they're not carrying out their constitutional duties. You take a look at Mayorkas. He is an accomplice during the fact, and after the fact of the rape of hundreds of thousands of migrant women, the fentanyl poisoning that kills 100,000 Americans a year, the child sex trafficking. And we managed to somehow get the guy impeached in the House, but then you don't even get a trial in the Senate. And look, I just want to step back and ask people to look at this. First of all, anyone that supports open borders is lawless. Secondly, they're murderers and they're war criminals. And this is what we have in Congress right now. I mean, look at how bad it is in the House with these aid packages, ignoring our homeless, ignoring our borders. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is absolutely right. And let me finish the point.
Hold on, Dave.
Because the bottom line is here with this is that we have the Democrats now supporting Mike Johnson. I mean, the world is turned upside down. There is no GOP. There is no Democrats. It's a uniparty. And the sooner we realize that the uniparty is mobilized against the American people, then we begin to put things in perspective and act accordingly, which I maintain right now, civil disobedience. Do you know Maine is taking away, basically almost becoming gunless with all that they're outlawing? People just need to say, I don't care what law you pass. I'm not following it.
Well, very interesting. I think the coming of the lawless one is one thing that that we're to watch for. I mean, just merely because we're told about it, as well as a 7-year peace treaty in Daniel. We got a lot of war coming up here that could precipitate this. But Dave, I had to
hold on to the break here. Dave, hold on to the break. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
fire, won't you take a seat? There's a tale to tell about a stove so neat. It warms your body and it warms your soul. Liberator Rocket Stove, gonna make you whole, oh yeah. No smoke, no fuss, just the warmth you need. Cooking up a meal while you plant your seed. Uses wood or pellets, it's a natural burn. Liberator Rocket Stove will make you yearn. Visit libertyman.com. Visit libertyman.com.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there, information that will educate you, help you understand the world we live in, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry, quite frankly. A lot there. Over 200 articles and videos on the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot right there at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommonsshow.com and thecommonsshow.tv. And Dave from New York, we need to get your questions so we move on here, sir.
Yeah, well, it's a statement. We need to have standards when we are trying to distribute information, and the standard I'm raising here against what Todd Callender is saying is, where is the evidence? Where is the proof of what he's saying? It may be there. We didn't see it. Maybe we didn't look. But he also, you know, and Steve O'Neill talks about floating ideas, ideas that are floated. They're just put out there with no substance behind them. And this is very dangerous, and it could trap people. It all sounds good. It sounds like, you know, there's a lot of suggestive people out there and here. So suggestible people. So he's talked about cesium-137 and or something like this, you know, in with the vaxxers. He talked about when they sent out the signals to the phones, it was going to release Marburg and all this stuff. Not that there's not possibly something really strange there, but these things didn't even happen. We didn't have any big release of any disease with that, with those phone signals. There's a lot of fear messages throwing people in different directions. These are distractions from the Word of God, honestly, and a connection with God. Let's get our feet on the ground. Yeah, what do you say, Dave? I mean, don't we need real information?
Yeah, well, again, like I said, when you first brought up the calendar allegation, we don't even need to show that they're not constitutionally indoctrinated through their oath. They're lawless. Congress is a captured operation. It's lawless. You know, right now, you had the approval of these foreign aid bills for war because Congress is making money on insider trading, and the longer the conflict goes on, the more money they make. Now, if you and I did what they're doing, we'd go to prison. It's a criminal organization. They may wear their suits and raise their right hand and follow the Constitution verbally, but they're a mafia. Congress is captured, and we cannot make sense out of their behavior using the lens of the Constitution. There is no Constitution anymore. And when people realize that, then maybe we can start to do what needs to be done.
Okay. Well, Dave, don't we need standards in the information we're distributing? Don't we need to verify some things? That's my real question.
Well, since the mainstream media and the government lies about their lies, you know, I think you're whistling in the wind there. You're expecting something that isn't and never will be under the existing circumstances. The mainstream media is propaganda city. The Congress that we have are a bunch of whores that serve the donor class. So, you know, where are you going to go for honesty and law-abiding behavior? It has to start with us.
I agree. Dave, we do appreciate your comments. We need to move on. Our next caller is Scott in Arizona, your home state, Dave. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Hello, Scott in Arizona. Well, looks like Scott's on a break. Let's move
there,
on.
There it is. I came through now.
Okay, go ahead, Scott. Go ahead.
I went through Reagan's library, and there was a quote for Stalin, I'll paraphrase, of course, is, "We don't allow our people to have free thought. Why would we allow them to have firearms?" Then we go to Thomas Jefferson, and said, "The greatest tyranny is in the mind." Then go back to the Art of War, conquer your opponent before the battle starts through the mind. Then we go up to COVID, right? And you have a news report, you know, that people know it's an absolute lie, but they go ahead and take the shot. And then the next report that comes out, they absolutely believe it, but they knew they just got lied to 2 minutes ago. And I'm reading a new book, Indoctrinated Brain, and it's showing the mechanics of how they manipulate the brain. This war is in the mind, right? It'll be won in the mind, because I was at a men's meeting, and everything, well, it's someone else will do it for me. That's the government supplying the weapons to kill Christians and blow up Christian churches. Oh, that's the government. That's not us. So everything, no responsibility whatsoever. And we have to get...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott. Well, Scott, Dave, you got a response to Scott's comment there, sir?
Well, I'd also say I agree with him about the mind, because a lot of what we're looking at is pretty sophisticated psyops. I mean, for example, the use of fake polls to shape public opinion using groupthink principles, you know, oh, that's how people feel. Well, I guess I better feel that way too. So you're right about that part of it. But I'd also say we have a sickness of the soul in this country as well too. And I think that's much more devastating than the psyops that are going on.
Well, that's, you know, that the soul, the mind. Yeah, we need a repentance, I guess we'd say. People need to repent and get the soul straight again. All right.
I think we're Nineveh. You know, and I've said this before. When the eclipse came, I look at this spiritually. I think there was a sign from God. There were seven cities named Nineveh in the eclipse pattern. And what's Nineveh important for? If you go to Jonah 3:10 in the Bible, God was going to destroy Nineveh until they repented because of Jonah's teachings. And America's in this position right now. We are as evil, and I'm talking about our leadership, it's as evil gets. And John, I don't know if you've looked at this or not. Do you know the people behind Mike Johnson right now are connected to the Clintons, his new advisors, like Shaw, people like that? Here's my scenario. And you want to talk about evil? I mean, the Clintons have a body trail a mile long, and yet she could very well be the next president. The Washington Post has called for Kamala Harris to resign. That's a popular sentiment now in the new puppets controlling Biden. And those puppets are loyal to Clinton. Clinton gets appointed to be the vice president. Biden resigns, and you got Hillary.
That's right. And, I've been saying that for two plus years. Scott, thank you for your call. I agree absolutely with you there, Dave. Let's go to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Dave. I just wanted to call and make a comment about the one caller talking about the how Russia's economy is doing. I think it was Forbes, but I'm not sure. But they came out with, I read it just about a week ago, that Russia has the fifth fastest growing economy in the world right now. So these sanctions have done nothing but strengthened the Russian economy. It's made them rely more. And the thing with the losing the oil revenue and stuff, they've had to turn inward.
I need to correct you, Charlie. Sanctions have done something. They've hurt us, is what they've done.
They've hurt us. That's right.
Exactly.
Also, I wanted to comment about Mike Johnson. He's absolute. Dave, you're right. You're spot on. This guy's a traitor. He's 100% a traitor. And I'm not leaving Trump out of this mess either, because Trump gave him the green light to go with this idea of loaning money, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there's $300 million.
I'm going to be a Trump apologist for a minute here. I don't think Trump really supports what Mike Johnson's doing. But right now, Trump needs all the friends he can get in the GOP, given the fact he's under multiple indictments. And, you know, John, here's what's interesting, and I should have brought this up first. My wife noticed this, and then I said, yeah, you're right. There's not one Republican ad out there right now. It's all Democrat. And the Republican should have already responded. This ad by Biden, he's blaming Trump for taking away abortion. First of all, it's not a constitutionally protected right. And it was the Supreme Court that said it's a state issue. They didn't take anything away. They said the states had to decide. Yet this ad is out there that the GOP is not even countering. And here in Arizona, where you got Kerry Lake and a guy farther to the left than Fidel Castro running for office, and not one ad for Kerry Lake. Not one ad. What the hell is Laura Trump doing? She's now, you know, in charge of the RNC. Why aren't there any ads for the GOP? Are they throwing the election?
That's a good question. We'll need to get an answer on that. Charlie, thank you for your call. You ready for our next call here, Dave?
Yep.
We got Mike in Georgia. Good morning, Mike.
It's Mark. Hey, so I got a couple of, comments or statements based upon some of the other comments of other callers, and then a question. And so basically, like, the protesters, I guess, that are on the college campuses, that's fine or whatever, but I heard on another program of RBN the other day where some senator or something like that was talking about the protesters in California, maybe, that were on the bridges and they're stopping traffic, and he's like, well, I'll just throw them off the bridges. I mean, basically, like, the people, if they're going to be protesting and stopping traffic and commerce and people trying to get to work or somebody trying to get to a hospital for something, these people don't realize that, okay, they could support Hamas or whatever and be anti the Palestinian oppression or whatever, but they're actually doing the work of actually turning more and more citizens against them by doing it. They're stupid. They should just not pay their taxes. So, like, that was on the one comment. for the other comment about people being, I guess norms or something like that. I mean, yeah, people are not going to change. Let's see, there was another thought or whatever. My question was, wasn't yesterday or today supposed to be Passover for when they sacrificed these red heifers? Have you guys heard anything about that? And was it supposed to be on Passover? And what's any information on that, if you guys have any of that?
I'll go first, Dave. The red heifer issue has been put in front of us off and on for 2 years plus, and it's I look at it as a side issue, but it is an issue. Dave, any follow-up?
Yeah, it is an issue, but I think it's being manipulated for political purposes right now.
Okay. Mark, anything else before we move on?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. When is it supposed to happen on a Passover? Maybe not this Passover, but is it supposed to be a ceremony that happens on a Passover? Or can they do it any time? Is that, because I don't know all that stuff.
I don't have a definitive answer on that, Mark.
I don't either.
No, okay. Mark, we need to move on. We do thank you for your call.
All right.
Our next caller is JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Max. Yeah, hey, guys. Great show. Good call-ins today. I like to defend Todd Callender, though, because unlike these people, I actually met him. I was on the Caravan to Midnight show, and right before I got on there, I know Dave was on there. It was a great show, Dave, by the way. I recorded your show and I re-uploaded it. But right before Callender got on, there was a hit. It took out the whole backbone server, everything. It was a hot shot, and it was right at when they were doing the show, and they had to cancel the Caravan Midnight show when Todd Callender's on. This guy is a real attorney. He was the only one to go up against the DOD. He had to leave the country. Now, this is a patriot. He's living in the Cayman Islands, okay? He's not even living in this country because of the fear of his own government. And he did prove a few things. Now, what he did is, if you look at the legal documents, okay, he just brought up what their plan was, what Moderna, what Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, what their plans were. That's all he was bringing up. He said it wasn't necessarily going to do it or not. But what we proved, okay, is HIV is in there, okay? There's a track and trace in there. Turbo cancers are off the cuff, okay? And it also, there's been 700 million people affected in this country that have gotten kill shots, and 14 billion worldwide. I believe this is the mark of the beast. And Todd Callender just showed out the possibilities of how they're using us as chattel cattle. And once they change your DNA, they own you. And that's in the patents. If Dave from New York wants to criticize it, why don't he just go read that legal documents? Because that's out there. I've read it. And I've actually talked to Todd Callender, and he's the real deal. How do you feel about that, Dave?
No, I think he's done good work. What was brought up by the earlier caller, I really have no knowledge of. And I wasn't aware that he's afraid to come back into the country. I know he's out of the country, but I didn't know that specifically was the reason why.
Yeah, it's been a while since I talked to him. I was trying to get legal advice from him. But he's a real sharp guy, and I got to give him kudos, man, to go up against the DOD. And, you know, another thing, these rhinos, I got to say, out of all my dad's friends, only one or two of them listened to me about the kill shot, because I had advanced knowledge, because I did have a briefing 10 years ago, okay? I'm not making this up. I knew what the plans of depopulation were. And one of the only guys that listed me was an ex-police officer named Terry Hodges. He's got your same name, Dave. And he's still alive today. And all my dad's friends are dead. Okay, how do you explain that if that wasn't a bioweapon kill shot? My dad didn't take the boosters, and he's still alive. But all his friends that did, they were dead within the year. I mean, gone. And they were healthy. Some of them were healthy. They looked good. They were older. But they were all taken on it. And another thing, there was
lifespan of America since the advent of COVID has gone from 79 to 76, and wars don't generally produce that significant of a drop among a big population. So, you know, and I've told this story here on John's show. I've gotten actuaries to admit to me it's not climate change and death from natural disasters driving up your insurance rates in home and auto. It's the life insurance payouts, because the kill shot is killing people decades sooner than they should die. And that's what's bringing down our lifespan. That's what's jacking up our insurance rates. And it's intentional. And we haven't seen the crust of it yet. Some of the doctors I talk to, like Dr. Anna, they believe that the biggest numbers of fatalities are yet ahead of us.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And it's in the numbers. The insurance guys come out and, just as you said, it's like a 9 to 10 times death ratio. All the numbers and graphs are just starting to go on that curve. So if you, like I tell this to Dave, I've argued with him online before, but if he's listening now, this is a low, long curve that goes up. And we're just at the base of it going up. If you compare it with AIDS, AIDS took a while to kill people. When it takes your immune system down, and this is what this does, you die from other things. You die from cancer.
That's right.
You die from, and that's how
JP,
it works.
JP, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Take care.
We're caller and hold. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you ready for our next caller, Dave?
I am.
Okay, we got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. You know, I wanted to touch on a few things real quick. Really important. That guy that was talking about norms, what an amazing caller. What good insight and vision he has. The next thing I want to talk about is Trump. You know, 45 seconds into his inauguration, he thanked Hillary for all the great service that he did. And I knew right then we were had. This guy is a casino boss hog who has promised all these Democrats and Republicans to get rich, and they're gonna, that's why they brought this man in, because he knows how to run casinos, and he has turned all of our sports into entertainment to make it legal for them to gamble on. I mean, we're in big trouble, boys. And I also wanted to talk about the news. You know, right now the news is playing the most psychological warfare I've ever seen in my life. You know, they could be wiped Iran off the map, and the news is going to tell us they're over there partying. And the same thing's going to happen to us, I'm afraid. One day they're going to wipe us off the map and they're going to tell everybody, hey, they're over there partying. So that's real dangerous. And I just wanted to let y'all know that Passover wasn't yesterday. The Jewish Passover, the Jews that stole the Hebrew identity. If you go look, our calendars and our times and our dates have been manipulated. The real calendar, the real Passover goes off of the 29 days of each month. And so Passover was a couple months ago for the Hebrews. And the Hebrews were Moses' people. So that Jewish crap, those people, rabbis, they own porn hubs. And if they're involved in all kinds of pedophilia, I'd stay away from the Jewish movement. But that's the deal with the, if you want to know the truth of the moon phases and Passover and how it really is, probably try listening to the people that you know, were Moses' people, because, and they're called Hebrews, just in case y'all didn't know. But it's very interesting information. What a great show. And what a great program and great caller, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate your call. Any follow-up on John's commentary, Dave?
Well, I think they're pretty timely. I've got breaking news if you're interested, John.
Please, let's hear it.
And the sources are pretty credible. I've got two of them. One of them has a relative high ranking in at a government position. I can't say any more than that.
Well, we got to have their break. We'll get the break.
All right.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.